In the Gospel from Matthew today, Jesus makes it really clear there's the two greatest commandments. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. It's really a culmination of the Ten Commandments when you think about it. Because we look at those Ten Commandments, there are several that talk about loving and serving God, and the others are loving and serving our neighbors. In 1951, small town in western Kansas, a lady named Bonnie married a Catholic man. Now, Bonnie was a Protestant. Bonnie was a Methodist. But in 1951, it was pretty common for somebody to marry a Catholic and then convert to the faith. Bonnie did not do that. However, Bonnie really led a pretty interesting life. Bonnie and her husband had 6 kids, all of which became Catholic. Bonnie could be seen at Mass every Sunday with her husband and her 6 kids. Bonnie taught her children the catechism because she was one time a teacher. And most people had no idea she was not Catholic. But she went to Mass with her children and her husband, and she also went to her church as well. Her faith was important to her, but what was also important to her was making sure that she helped to raise these kids in the Catholic faith by teaching them the catechism and being with them at Mass. She also had a real love for Scripture, reading Scripture. She played piano, so she played songs, Christian songs or gospel songs. She loved it. Spending time in the Word, but spending a lot of time in prayer. Now, Bonnie was a neonatal nurse, and she worked overnights in this, again, from a small western Kansas town, a German Catholic community. She'd work overnights and then come home, sleep for a few hours, and then she would go out and visit some of the elderly in the community, checking blood pressure, checking blood sugar levels, maybe changing a bandage that needed it, just checking their overall health. It was part of what she did. Many people didn't know that, and when she passed away in 2010, at her funeral, it was talked about this as she was called a silent hero. Bonnie served others very quietly. She didn't want recognition. Her son, who died at 23 years old, was very much like her as well. He would care for the elderly, he'd pick them up and take them to the grocery store or deliver groceries to them. Bonnie was the epitome of what we hear in today's gospel, loving God and loving neighbor. That's a challenge for us at times. How can we love God more? And I think a lot of times what happens is when we really deepen our faith and love in God, that spills over into our love of neighbor. And I always talk about the fact that prayer is the foundation of growing closer to God. That's our foundation. Prayer is one of those things that's so important. And we have the beautiful prayers like the rosary and other rote prayers. But to take time just to spend time with God in silence is something that's so very powerful and can help us to grow in our faith. We're really blessed here because in a matter of about a month, we will have a beautiful new adoration chapel and an opportunity for people to come and spend time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. It's a great opportunity. I can remember the first time when I was asked to sub for an hour for adoration. My eyes got kind of big. I said, an hour? I'm not sure I can do that. But what I found was that hour soon became something that went so fast every time. Spending that time with God, growing closer to Him, and spending that time in front of the Blessed Sacrament can be an amazing thing for us to help us grow in faith, to help us grow closer to God. And I think when we do that, when we really grow in the love of God, and love God with our heart, soul, and mind, that carries over to our life and living with others and caring for our neighbors. Because when we can do that, our whole world can become a better place to be.